Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Because you know what, I just wanted to point something out to somebody before, because somebody was speaking about, like, really training and raising a man, and my point was, like, when I was 18, I was living with a 38-year-old woman. Like, my mom was flipping out. She didn't like the, but I used to be doing all types of crazy stuff to this lady because I was young. Like, I was young. Like, she knew, so she was molding me and raising me. Like, she used to see me out there running around the block with the little young chicks and all that stuff. And one night, I came home. It was real early in the morning. I had this something real solid, this lady. She had went away for the weekend, and I had some other little young chicks up in her house. You know what I mean? And she found out about it because she knew one of the young girls. They came, they told her all that shit. So she didn't say nothing to me right away. I came in real late one night, like 2:30, 3 in the morning, and I got in the bed, and she got up. She was like, "You hungry?" She got up. She cooked a whole meal, got up, fed me. She was sitting there feeding me, and she said, you know, she started telling me about the girl that came to her house. Like, yeah, she told me, you know, these girls was in my house. You had them in my house, this, that, and third. And she was like, you know, I just want you to know that if you ever go out and you be with a woman and she can't do this for you, like if she can't get up, if she's not willing to get up early in the morning and do what I'm doing for you, don't waste your time. Like, don't do this. And I'm sitting here listening to the whole scenario behind this. I done cheated on her, bringing these little young boys in the house and everything. That the lesson she was giving me was so real that I never forgot it, man. And I never, ever violated no other woman like that again. Like, as far as, like, I was, like, for instance, I'm never, even when I was still young and I was with the little cheating and all, I would never sleep with nobody that was any type of association. I'm talking about they didn't even have to be friends. If she lived on the same block as the girl I was talking to, I'm not sleeping with her. Like, that's the type of lesson that taught me right there. That, you know, it's things, it's certain ways to do things. Like, you got to do things a certain way. And it was a learning lesson. And, you know, women definitely could raise men, man. That was my main problem going about that. Because it was like people was having an issue with the race. Like, women be raising men all the time. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it gets taken out of context to the point of like, oh, well, this man's no good because she's raising him. I think it goes back to what Nene said, like, everybody don't come into everything at the same time. Like, it may take a man a little bit longer to really understand. And plus, men, we operate with the masculinity first, emotion second, most of us. But to me, I'm the opposite. I'm emotions first. masculinity second. You know what I mean? And a lot of times people be like, yeah, this ain't that. And I'm like, yeah, a woman's upset with me when I'm doing that until I shut down, and now I ain't giving her no emotions. So it's better for me to just go ahead and give you my emotions, how I really feel and what's really going on, than to shut down, because once I shut down, it's over. Hmm. You think you don't want me expressing myself like, this nigga be like a bitch sometimes. Okay. But when I sit down and start acting like a, yeah, but when I sit down and start acting like a man, then it's going to be like, oh, damn, this nigga talking to me. We don't communicate. Right. We
don't have no feelings.
Hmm.
How you
feel
about that?
I agree with that 100%. If you shut down, then it's a problem. It's going to be an issue. Because then you're not going to know what I'm saying, what I'm feeling. You ain't going to know none of that. So you rather me be emotional and say what I got to say rather than sit there and be quiet, because then you ain't going to know nothing. You're just going to have to guess what's in my head. And everybody knows they're saying about assumptions. So you rather a man sit there and, you know, come out and talk and say whatever he got to say, what's on his mind and what's in his heart, than shut down, because once he shuts down, it's a wrap. You ain't going to get him to open.
Hmm. I think it also depends on, again, the type of man and the type of woman. Because a lot of times, again, shutting down is still a choice. You know what I'm saying? Just like arguing over whatever the case may be is a choice. You either are going to choose to sit down like two grown-ups and discuss whatever the problem is, or y'all going to choose to, she going to be snappy and he going to just be quiet and then not talk about nothing. But in a relationship, that's not going to get you far. You ain't going nowhere, and then y'all going to be back, right back to step one, because you still got to sit down and talk. So all that extra stuff, you might as well cut that out and say, okay, well, take 5 minutes, we come back and we sit down, we hash this out so we can move on and get on to something else that's going on. You know, a lot of times it's still a choice. You know, you have to choose to say, okay, I'm upset with him or I'm upset with her. I'm going to give myself 5 minutes, and I'm just going to say this is how I feel about this, that, and the other. And she's going to say how she feels about it, and y'all are going to deal with it and move on. But, you know, a lot of times in relationships, that's not what happens. You know, he gets quiet or she get quiet or, you know, she start being funny acting, and nobody ever sat down to communicate on what a problem was. See, in a relationship, the bottom and the main foundation is communication. If you are not communicating, then you're not going to go far.
Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about communications, wasn't we? You know, and sometimes it's not just verbal. Sometimes people be communicating things to people physically and other ways, and they don't pick up on it because they don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it'll be clearly,
For real. That's real. Like, people just be in their own head, and they refuse to see what it is that they supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? And when that happens, I'm telling you, one thing I tell you, bro, a woman definitely don't want me to shut down. It may seem like, yeah, okay, well, okay, man up, okay. Let me tell you, I learned that masculinity thing is a farce for men. You know what I mean? Hitler was real puny, real puny dude. Yo, he ran an army of millions on emotions. His troops went out fueled to the field to fight through emotions, through the speeches he gave, not through I'm strong and I can go out there and do this. He had that army driving on emotion.
Hmm.
So. You know, sometimes you got to peep out other things in the world. Like, you might be thinking, like, there's some such and stuff. Like, yeah, you know, sometimes you need the man that's going to tell you the truth or speak from the heart, rather than the man that's going to keep the button lip and then be scheming the whole time on how he about to just knock you over your head and end this relationship before you even know what's going on.
And it happens like that. Where's Delphi? How you feel about that, Delphi?
I think that he's right. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of times people, you know, like I said, they think they want the truth and they really don't want the truth. Like, you ask for, you tell a man to man up, and then 1 minute you like, you don't show no emotions. Which one do you want? You want them to show emotions? You want them to man up and don't say shit? Like, what do you mean by man up? Because he's showing too much emotion and that's too much for you to handle at the time? Or, you know, what does that mean? man up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell that to my husband all the time. He'll get real emotional about something in the past, and I'd be like, man up. He'd be like, what the fuck you mean, man up? I am manning up because I'm telling you how I feel. I'm manning up. A lot of men don't tell you how they feel. You know, so mm-hmm. I think it's a confusion when people say man up and, you know, they don't know what they really mean by man up, because you want your man to show emotions. We're women, we, you know, wear our emotions on our sleeves, and we're not used to men showing their emotions. So when they do show our emotions, we're like, man up, you know. But what do you want? Do you want this man to communicate with you and show you emotions? I used to always say my husband was too jealous. We were together. I wasn't ready. He was ready, but I wasn't ready playing in the streets, talking to my exes and doing things that I did. So as a result, we got divorced because I felt like he was too jealous. But he had a reason to be jealous because I was playing in the damn street. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you said before, when you're ready, you have to know that you know what you want. You have to know yourself, and you have to know that you're ready. So when he was showing me these emotions, I took it the wrong way. I was like, oh, he's too jealous. Oh, he needs a man up. You know what I'm saying? When he really was manning up by showing me his emotions, because he didn't have to show me how much he loved me and that he wanted to be with me. You know, mm-hmm. So I guess it's like a lack of communication again. You have to express your feelings and tell the person what you, you know, want and what you expect. And you have to come to a common vibe, you know, a common ground where you say, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm not going to do.
Aaron? Is Aaron still here? Aaron, your hair and makeup. He will go into the green room.
I'm here. You got to own your flaws. You got to own them. If you ain't owning your flaws, then you're deceiving yourself and the person you're with. You got to own your flaws.
Right. That's right. I didn't know that my flaw was being flirtatious. I didn't know that was my flaw. I wanted to be friends with friends with my exes, and I wanted him to accept, like, these people were a big part of my life. They helped me grow. They helped me to be the person that I am. And I couldn't understand why he couldn't say it was okay for me to be friends with them. But as a man, he knew that they still wanted to hit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't give a damn about that part because I know it wasn't going down. But in his eyes, he was like, I know you still want to hit. So when we got a divorce in 2010, all of them niggas came back trying. You know what I mean? And he saw that. You know, so I felt stupid then because I was like, well, hey, you know, he saw that. And I was, you know, testing his manhood because he saw that and I didn't see that. You know, they were, you know, kicking that bobo to me. They're my friends. They're always going to be there for me. But as soon as they saw the breakup, they was all trying to get in there. You know, and he saw that. And I didn't see that at the time. So, again, you know, it's about owning up to your flaws. My flaw was being flirtatious and, you know, still wanting to be able to talk to my exes and all of that bullshit. And it wasn't right. Like, I had to focus on what I wanted out of life. And were these people going to take me to the next level where I wanted to be? Were they my support team? Were they always there for me when I needed them? When I was sick, were they down there, you know, at the hospital with me? Were they giving me medicine? Like, I had to sit back and be like, damn, that's what he did. You know what I mean? That's why we're back together now. Because those niggas just wanted whatever they could get from me. They wanted to take. They didn't want to give. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it ended up.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you got to ask yourself, can I date myself? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking. You got to say, can I date myself? Knowing what I know in and out about me, good and bad. Can I, if I was not me,
and
can
I
date me? Right. Mm-hmm. And those are the things you work on. The
myself.
Things that you said,
oh,
I can't
crazy.
Deal with that. Yeah. You're like, no, I can't deal with that. But then that lets you know I need to work on that. Because if I can't deal with it, I know nobody else going to deal with that right there. Let me work
That's
on
right.
this. Because this is what's needed. Because if I get in a relationship, I have to know what I have. What am I bringing? You know, you can bring this stuff. You got to know the bad stuff you're bringing. Because if it was you on the other end, are you going to be receptive to that? Or are you going to be like, look, here, we're going to have to get some things taken straight.
And it's my ex told me that. He was like, you know what? she was like, it's you, because I got what a dude that I thought was so confident. You know, he was nice looking. He had it going on. All the women wanted to be with him. We had been friends for like 8 months. And when I got with him, he became insecure. And I talked to my ex, and he was like, it's you. You make these dudes like that because of the way that you are. You make them like that. You need to look at yourself. It ain't them. You can't keep blaming your husband. It's you. You're making him insecure. You need to fix that about yourself.
Mm. How do you feel about that, Aaron? Is Aaron here? Because I don't.
Can I make up?
I don't know what Aaron does. I can't really tell. Vincent, go ahead. Let me hear a man's side on that. How you feel about that, Vincent? Is it Vincent going to hair and makeup too?
I'm here. I totally agree with that. There's times I force myself to not be in a relationship because I wasn't ready, because I knew where I stood, and I didn't stand where I wanted to be, so therefore I wasn't going to put anybody else through that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to force somebody else to look at themselves like, if I'm not good enough, or I don't want to put that on anybody else. So if I'm not going to put that on you, I'd just rather not be with anybody at the time. Let me get me together, then I can come back.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect that because
I didn't care. I think that's the worst thing you could ever do to anybody.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is.
That's the worst. You can ever do to anybody is place your problems and all your insecurities and all the things that you have to face on them and make it their problem when you should have dealt with it before you even faced up with them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's true. I agree.
Absolutely. Me too.
Yeah, that is true. Each person has to own theirs. I think that a lot of times people get caught up in the hype, and then it's like, okay, when it's time to put the real work in, now it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People get caught up
mm-hmm.
in all the excitement and everything that feel good about the relationship. But when it's time to put that real work in, that communicating, laying a foundation for how far are we going to go, you know what I'm saying, where do we go from here, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, when the real work kicks in and, you know, we start talking about building and growing and moving forward, then it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
mm-hmm.
illusion of that this all is fun to happen all the time gets in the way of that growth and development to get to the next level, so that you can have more fun, but it's a different type of fun because now you're just on a different level with those same ideas, which should enhance them, make them better, help them grow. And
mm-hmm.
I think that people pull out, you know, they get afraid of, okay, it's the real work time. And then they be like, okay, no, see, I didn't want to have to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then
right.
It's like, oh,
right.
Okay, I don't want to hang in there, you know, a minute more to see what's going on, so...
Right.
That's what I think where the problem comes in at.
And also
right.
You want to see where you are, see where you want to be 5, 6, 7 years down the road, you know,
mm-hmm.
To look and see where you want to be together, growing together.
Yes.
I think you got to put in for the fight. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be like a lot of people feel like you're just supposed to see butterflies and stars for the rest of your life. No, it takes work.
It does.
It takes work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not simple. There's days you love each other, days you want to throw the other person out the window. But, hey, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It takes work.
It does.
It's
but even when it's bad, it's never that bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody is working together, and everybody is, how they say, equally yoked or on the same page at all times. Even when things are bad, if you really think
mm-hmm.
about it, it's not really that bad. You know, if
yeah.
you argue, when you look back at the argument, it's like, that wasn't even nothing. We wasted 15, 20 minutes. We could have been home to get something to eat. So even when
mm-hmm.
it's bad, it's not bad. That's how you know that it's a healthy relationship.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a matter of that. You got to make sure that, you know, you're putting in for the fight. And that's with anything that's like, and that's the number one thing, anything that's worth it, it's worth fighting for.
That's right.
If it's worth it, you got to put in the fight. You know, I know people that bail out 30 seconds in, like, oh, man, I can't do that. Like, for what?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that serious. Like, you got to be able to put
in
the fight.
Because they're not ready to give up the eye for we, Vincent.
Well,
mm-hmm.
even still, that's the point that is also the always the melding thing. Like, you have to be able to gel with whoever you're with. You got to be a we, not an I.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last time I checked, the last time I really checked, two people can get things done a lot faster than one.
One,
yes.
Yeah, so can you raise a man? We're going to have to raise those questions again. We're going to have to bring those points back to the table because I think it is like a two-part series because we're talking about different aspects of raising, not just, a physical raising, but, you're talking about those principles, sticking to what those principles are mm-hmm. for you and not letting them control, your different wants and your different needs. And, we talked about being honest with people and just letting them know, and knowing yourself first so that you'll know what you want in the relationship. So
mm-hmm.
I think it definitely deserves a part two. We're going to have to see how we can get this penciled in. We can take it to another level, incorporate as Aaron wants to do. He wants to bring the women's dirty laundry out. I don't know why he wants to do that. But he's going to want to do that. And let's look at both aspects and both sides of that coin. Please, real quick, Vincent, give us a rundown on what you have coming, where we can get your work, and then we'll let Ms. Dalphie do the same, and then we'll drop a beat and leave one out of the clubhouse. Go ahead.
Okay. The Devil's Within is out right now. You can get it on Amazon for your Kindle, or you can go on Barnes & Noble and get it for your Nook. I have The Devil's Within 2 coming out and 3. I have Mirror Me, which is a new murder series that's going to be out 2 and 3. And probably over the summer, probably come out sometime later on this year, the series that I'm working on called The Malice and Mayhem of Broderick Throbs. That's going to be a really good one for you to check out. You
okay.
can contact me anytime. On Facebook or you can hit my email anytime. I'm always around. I'm always available, and I'm always writing everybody back all the time.
Great.
So.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And we thank you for coming out and spending this time with us in the clubhouse. Ms. Daffy.
Hello. I have Digmatized 2. Digmatized 3 is the final part of the trilogy. It's coming out next month, June the 30th. I have
mm-hmm.
the Suck Me Dry Flash Fiction series. It's 4 parts, but you can get them all in one in the collector's edition.
Mm-hmm.
I have Bad News Bitches that's coming out. That's going to be my first street lit
mm-hmm.
book, so I'm kind
mm-hmm.
of excited about that. I have 50 Shades of Digmatized, and I'm also doing a collabo that's called Make Love to My Mouth. So, y'all
yeah.
looking out for that.
Oh, my.
Wow.
All right. And they just jump on out there and say how you feel,
Right. Oh, my. Okay.
I know,
okay.
right?
It's going to be some one-clicking going on. So, y'all keep your eyes peeled, to see when those hot titles are dropping. Vincent's titles will be dropping up under G-Street Chronicles, so keep your eyes peeled for what's coming down the pipe. And Dalphie's will be coming out of who does your publishing?
That I do it myself, Gemini Phoenix Publications.
Okay, Gemini Phoenix Publications. Make sure you guys are looking out for the hot titles that will be coming out of their corners. We thank you so much for coming and spending time with us in the clubhouse. It is an honor and a privilege to have you here, to share your ideas, share your spirit with us, and we truly, truly thank you. And, hit us anytime, any new projects you have, if you have authors or anything that you are putting, make sure that we know. And please, feel free to drop things in our writing royalty groups so that our readers can get their one click on.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we thank all of our callers as well as our chat room people. We had a lot of callers who were just listening. They didn't press their ones, but they were listening to the authors, and we appreciate them for doing that. We have a wonderful following here at Writing Royalty, and we're going to bid
Absolutely.
You good night. And Alicia's going to drop that final beat so we can go on out the clubhouse. Everyone, continue to enjoy your evening.
You too.
Absolutely, absolutely. We appreciate you guys. Shout out to Tim Smith. She was listening to the show. We will see you guys on Sunday for our awesome Author Wise show. Have a wonderful day. Good night.
Good night.
What up, Mo? What up? You know it's your girl, KC. Oh, hey. I've been thinking about this guy. I really feel a lot, and yeah. Everything that he's been through, I just want him to trust me.
He should.
I'll never hurt him, but...
But what?
Love. If he loves you, He needs to show you that he loves you.
Let me be the one who can take you from all the things you see. And if you trust in me, I can be there for anything you need. Give it all to me, baby. Don't you run from me, baby. I'll give you every little piece of me. No, I won't leave out a thing, 'cause I know you've seen a lot of things in your life. Got you feeling like this can't be right. But I won't hurt you. I'm down for you, baby.
I'm down for you, baby.
Let me show you love can be easy. You just let it be. Nothing is promised, but I believe if you give me everything.
Trust.
Tell them.